Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Susan Grant, Chief Financial Officer of the Department of Energy. Also joining us in our conversation is Angela Carrington. Susan, how is DOE linking its budget and performance to meet the goals outlined in the strategic plan?
We're actually doing this in two parts. First, for fiscal year 05, we have our budget and performance integration initiatives and activities in real property management, environmental project cost accounting, earned value management, and in our IT world. And we have specific measures and targets that are linked to those and how they tie back to science and defense and environment and the energy side on that. But secondly, since we've just have wrapped up our 07 internal budget deliberations in order to submit our budget to OMB in September, we're using this as our jumping off platform to reinvigorate our strategic planning initiative. At the same time that we did our 07 budget, we looked at 06 because, you know, we just passed the energy bill, which we are absolutely delighted about because it's the first time after 4+ years that we finally have a comprehensive energy bill that we can rally around and focus the efforts on. So we looked at 06 and this budget being 07 to 2011. That gives us where we're forecasted to go. And this time it was our first time, you know, with Undersecretary Bodman. So it's his first time to really look at where we're going as a department. So now what we're undertaking is a revitalized strategic planning initiative using the 07 to 2011 budget decisions as a baseline, the energy bill commitments as a platform, and the vision of this secretary to where he wants DOE to go to chart our new course for the future. So we're looking at having a new strategic plan drafted in the spring of 2006 and then looking to say, okay, how do we tweak where we're going now with all those new things in play?
Susan, in our last segment, we talked about the criticality of getting the right performance measures. What are some of the performance metrics DOE uses to measure the progress of its programs?
First, I'll tell you we have too many. We absolutely have too many. We have over 250 measures right now. And I don't know if you're advocates of balanced scorecard or some of the other approaches, but they would tell you if you have that many measures, you probably aren't measuring necessarily the right things. So we have over 250 measures, which is far too many. And we've initiated an effort to go program by program to make sure that we're measuring the right thing, which goes back to our other comment and our other discussion point, making sure we're measuring the right thing. Because I think in those 250 measures, we measured what was easy in a lot of cases and information we had, not necessarily where we want to go. But of those 250 measures that we have, we do measure the normal things, cost, schedule, performance of our programs and our projects. We measure our facility operational metrics, like looking at availability, how long we're running a machine or how long we're going to run this experiment. We measure things like cubic meters disposed, the number of canisters poured for vitrified waste, the number of megaports that we've made safe. You know, we have a big megaport initiative where we do international megaports to put in equipment so that we can do screening before it comes into the U.S. So those are the various measures that we measure today.
That must certainly be an administrative challenge, measuring that many metrics.
It is huge. It is huge. But unfortunately, with that many measures, I think it's become more of an administrative burden more than a management tool right now, which is why I want to pare it down to make them more meaningful.
Susan, you talked earlier about the average employee age being 49, so things like recruiting and training are so important. Can you talk a little bit about what DOE is doing in the way of recruiting, training, and retaining its employees?
Yes. One of the things, if you look around and try to find a 20 or a 30-year-old around there, we're probably like other federal agencies, it's hard to find right now. So we've really mounted a big aggressive campaign trying to look through our internships and our fellowship programs, trying to bring on, do recruiting out with some of the schools, trying to look at that succession planning. But if you look at our blended workforce of 15,000 federal folks and 100,000 contractor. We partner a lot with our large major facility management contractors to ensure that we have the right comprehensive training programs and recruitment programs. You know, we recruit a lot. We have a lot of scientists, a lot of physicists, so a lot of highly skilled technical folks from that standpoint. So trying to get the right balance between what we need in the federal workforce versus what we need in the contractor workforce is a challenge and requires a lot of partnership that we need with our contractor community. But at the same time, we have an aggressive developmental program, aggressive intern program, fellowship program, as well as professional certifications for our current employees to ensure that we maintain the skill sets that we need today.
You mentioned earlier how important using financial data for decision making is. How is DOE using financial data routinely to make major decisions about major programs and projects?
Well, we're getting better. And with our new accounting system, we're going to get even better than that. Because, you know, we're close now to real-time financial data. So that is wonderful. So the more that we can give folks the data and that they can push a button and go in and look at their data, the better off they're going to use the data. So we need to make it more timely. We need to make it more meaningful and back to the business basics. The other side of that is that Secretary Bodman and Deputy Secretary Sale are just advocates for running it like a business. So with Secretary Bodman, his strong background in private sector and then his public sector background, he's adamant about looking at the business basics. So he's asking those questions. So when you got top leadership asking the financial questions, all of a sudden you got managers wanting the financial information. So we're getting better about using our financial data, and our challenge is making sure that we deliver it to our customers in a more timely manner and making it more credible for them.
I know that DOE just recently implemented a new financial system by the name of the iManage program, specifically STARS being the financial system. Can you tell us about the program and how you feel it will improve financial management and performance within the department?
Absolutely. And I think that is a tremendous feat where we partnered with, as you well know, with IBM and Oracle and our own federal workforce to deliver this system and put it in place. It's state-of-the-art, commercial, off-the-shelf, and very few, if any, real customization, which is a feat for us, I think, in government to do. We want to change our business practices versus changing the system to meet our own way of doing business. So I think that's the first thing. You know, systems drive practices and practices drive systems. And if you know where you want to go, both of those means will get you there. So we made a conscious decision to let this off-the-shelf system drive our business practices. So this is a great feat for us. We're going through learning curve. Without a doubt, any system implementation I've ever been in never comes without a lot of challenges, and I recognize that. But it's going quite well. We are delighted with the progress we've made. We've got the accounting, the general ledger module in. We're now focused on year-end close, getting ready for year-end close in our audit. And we're going to get there. We have a data warehouse trying to deliver standardized reports to our customers. So we're very pleased with where we're going.
Customization is certainly one of those very seductive but deadly trappings. Mm-hmm. So it's good to hear that you're resisting the temptation.
Mm-hmm. And it has been a temptation many, many times.
Susan, in a previous segment, we talked a little bit about how DOE is working with other agencies in some of their mission-related programs. Along those lines, how is DOE working with other federal agencies to take advantage of the economies of scale and tremendous purchasing power of the federal government by consolidating similar systems used by different agencies and avoiding some of the duplication that we hear about in government?
Ooh, good question. I'd say there's two ways. There's a formal way and an informal way. There are many vehicles formally that we have. The CFO Council, Linda Combs at OMB, and her push, Linda Springer, I think, really kick-started the CFO Council, and then Linda Combs has picked that up, the comptroller at OMB. That CFO Council is a way that of all the 24 agencies, cabinet-level agencies, bring the CFOs together, and we vet all of these things, and especially now that they're looking at system requirements and where we're going to have common practices and common systems. So that's one of the formal venues. Another formal venue is through the e-government initiatives and what we're doing, and then the lines of business. So there's a lot of forums and vehicles and formal structures in place that give us those vetting opportunities, if you will. Informally, we have a lot of not only networking and personal relationships, but we have a lot of business opportunities to partner. I know Sam Mock and I work closely because he's coming right behind right now wanting to implement his commercial system. And he's learning from us so that he doesn't go down the same paths, so that we can capitalize on some of the things that we've learned. And same thing, we worked with transportation, with education, who have Oracle Financials in place, which is what we put in. So there's a lot of informal ways as well.
Great. It sounds like collaboration and networking are certainly best practices and key to success in this area. What does the future hold for energy? We will ask Energy CFO Susan Grant to explain this to us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.